Welcome again to our little discussion.
Na našu kratku raspravu.
Shanti, shanti, shanti.
Pod naslovom Shanti, shanti, shanti.
Happy Friday.
Sretan vam petak.
Not so happy.
Baš i nije jako sretan.
It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring. Rain of mercy.
Kiša milosti.
This can also be a nice meditation.
Može biti jedna lijepa meditacija.
Or visualization.
Ili vizualizacija.
Come on. For example, when chanting Hare Krishna.
Na primjer, kada mantramo Hare Krishna.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Ne bi li bilo lijepo?
If we could have the mercy of the Lord.
Kad bismo mogli primiti Gospodinovu milost.
Drenching our hearts in the same way that this
tako,
rain
da
is
nam
drenching
srca, kao što ova kiša,
the Dalmatian coast of Croatia.
Cijelu Hrvatsku obalu.
Even we're getting thunder.
A sada imamo.
Actually, this
i gromove.
The sound of thunder.
Zvuk groma.
And the dark rain clouds, the blue rain clouds.
Tamni kišni oblaci. Plavičaste boje.
These can evoke remembrance of Krishna. They are
daju nam sjećanje na Krishna.
Like
oni su
Mother
Urmila.
Is talking about in her
seminar.
Natural occurrences. Anyway, imagine if you like your heart being made liquid with the rain of Krishna's mercy.
Zahvaljujući kiši Krišnine milosti.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, let's see what we can do under these circumstances.
Vidjet ćemo što u ovim okolnostima uopće možemo napraviti.
I think we have a larger attendance today. I suspect that has something to do with the weather.
I pretpostavljam da je vrijeme nekako utjecalo na to.
Let's see, how many of us here today are attending this seminar for the first time?
Ovdje po prvi put na ovom seminaru.
Krishna's mercy.
Krishna milost.
Okay, we can maybe discuss some things which are they'll be related to what we have talked about before, but perhaps we don't need to back up and explain everything to those who have not been here. If you are here for the first time and I'm saying something which doesn't make much sense to you, my apologies for that. But it's hard to back up all the way to explain everything again.
Se vratiti cijelim putem natrag i sve objašnjavati iz početka.
A little bit of review.
Ukratko ću napraviti jedan pregled.
We've been talking about three modalities of releasing. Releasing what? Releasing feelings or emotions.
Emocija ili osjećaja.
And the last of these we experimented with yesterday.
Jučer pokuse sa posljednjim od ta tri modaliteta.
We put on our scuba diving equipment.
Stavili smo svoju opremu za ronjenje.
Dove into the depths.
Zaronili smo u dubine.
A particular feeling or issue that we are
dealing. Pitanja ili emocije s kojima smo se željeli baviti.
Whatever it might be. And in the end of that, we experimented with facing Krishna.
We all turned to the altar, which
for some reason is closed
today. Iz nekog razloga zatvoren.
Krishna is on vacation.
Krishna je na prazni, otišao na odmor.
Oh, I see. It's because Radha Kunja Vihari are getting dressed.
Dakle, ne biše na odmor, nego preslače Radha Kunja Vihari.
Okay. The others are not getting dressed.
Ali ostale ne preslače.
Anyway, so we experimented with facing the deities
and
addressing them, or addressing one deity, addressing Krishna.
Obratimo se jednom božanstvu, jednom Krishni.
Asking him in what way or
upitamo, na koji način,
whether he is in some way situated at the core of this situation, this issue, this feeling that we are engaged with.
Kojim se bavimo.
Oh, here they are. Shri Shri Jagannath Subhadev Ki Subhadev Ki. Thank you.
Hvala.
And then what did we do? We experimented with transforming whatever the feeling, the issue, this situation was into a handful of fragrant flowers,
u ruke prepune mirisnoga cvijeća,
which we then mentally offered to the deity.
Koje smo potom mentalno ponudili u mislima ponudili božanstvu.
Now, you may have had some doubt about this. This sounds a little bit speculative.
Možda vam zvuči malo spekulativno, možda ste posumnjali, je li to u redu.
Sounds a little bit
možda zvuči
like some new age process.
Nešto nalik nekakvom new age procesu.
But here is my proof text from Bhagavad Gita.
Tekstovni dokaz iz Bhagavad Gita.
Yat karoshi, yat ashnashi, yat juhoshi, dadasi yat, yat tapasyasi, kunteya, tat kurushva, mat arpanam. Krishna says to Arjuna, whatever you do,
Arjuni, što god činio,
whatever austerity you perform,
kako se god askezi podvrgao,
whatever you eat,
što god da jedeš,
tat kurushva, do that mat arpanam, as an offering to me.
Kao ponudu meni.
The key word is kurushva, do that.
Kurushva,
it's actually in the command
to
form.
To je zapravo imperativu.
As imperativ, yes. He's not saying it's a nice idea or if you feel like it. Or
ili ako ti se svidi.
No, he says
ne,
do it.
On kaže, kurushva. Kurushva.
And he says, yet, yet karoshi, whatever you do.
Kaže, da, šta god
he doesn't
činio,
specify what you're doing.
Ne specificira što je to,
he says,
čime
whatever
se
you're doing,
kaže, čime, šta god da radite,
do it for me.
Učinite
make it
to
as
za
an
mene
offering
činite to
for me.
Kao ponudu meni.
And then he will go on to say, katram pushpam palam toyam yome vakta prayachati tadaham bhakti paritam ashnami prayatatmana. Offer me a leaf,
ponudi
offer
mi
me
list,
a flower,
ponudi mi cvijet,
offer me some fruit,
ponudi mi plod,
If nothing else, offer
Ako
me a little
drugo,
water.
Bar mi ponudi malo vode.
And if you offer this with devotion,
Ako to ponudimo sa posvećenošću,
then I will accept it.
Ja ću to prihvatiti.
So we were essentially taking whatever it is,
uzeli ma što
karoši,
bilo to što smo imali,
and we were turning that into
karoši.
Flowers.
I pretvorili
could make
smo
it leaves or fruits or whatever.
Cvijeće, mogli smo pretvoriti
we
u plodove ili u lišće i ponudili smo to Krišni.
By doing this, we were
kad smo to
napravili,
potvrđivali
first of all,
smo
we
prije
are
svega
part and parcel of Krishna.
Da smo mi Krishna neodjeljivi dio.
And remember, we were talking about three primal needs.
Da postoje tri osnovna.
What were these primal needs we talked about?
Da postoje tri osnovne potrebe koje svatko ima. Koje su one?
Indulekha. Security was one.
Sigurnost je bila jedna.
Control was one.
Vlast je bila druga.
Acceptance.
A prihvaćanje.
Security,
treće.
Control,
sigurnost,
acceptance.
Kontrola, odnosno vlast i prihvaćanje.
Do you think Krishna can supply these things?
Mislite li da nam Krishna može dati te stvari?
Maybe.
Možda.
At least we hear that he can.
Bar nam kaže da može, teoretski govoreći može.
Well, as aspiring devotees of Krishna, aren't we trying to
aspirirajući posvećeni Krishna
gradually, if not rapidly,
postupno,
increase
ne hitro,
our trust in Krishna,
povećati naše povjerenje u Krishnu.
That he can supply the control that we need, that
he
can supply the acceptance that we need, that he can supply the security that we need,
skrbiti sigurnošću koja nam je potrebna.
Wouldn't it be nice if we had full faith that Krishna can supply the control that we need, supply the acceptance that we need, and supply the security that we need.
I svo prihvaćanje koje nam trebaju.
What do you think?
Šta mislite?
No, that wouldn't be nice.
To ne bi bilo lijepo.
No? Yes.
Ne ili da?
Would be nice.
To bi bilo lijepo.
So I just put it into the subjunctive case.
Ja
it would be or it could be.
Upravo
the
to
case.
Govori dakle u konjuktivu, bilo bi lijepo.
We might turn this into our three
možemo
little questions.
To pretvoriti u tri pitanja koje smo spominjali.
Something like Krishna,
nešto kao,
could you
Krishna,
be the one who controls the situation,
koji vlada ovom situacijom,
opening up the possibility for Krishna.
Da otvorimo tu mogućnost pred Krishnom.
Krishna can think about it.
Kako bi Krishna mogao razmotriti?
It's not one of these pleading sort of prayers.
To nije jedna od ovih molitvi u kojima preklinjemo Krishnu. Krishna, molim te.
And Krishna is thinking,
a Krishna razmišlja,
here we go again, another demand.
Evo ga opet, još jedan zahtjev.
He has a very busy switchboard up in Vaikuntha.
On gore na Vaikunti
phone calls coming in.
Jako zaposlenu telefonske linije neprestano mu dolaze nove i novi pozivi u pomoć, molitve.
Have you ever felt like you were praying and you were getting put on hold?
Ikad činilo da se molite, ali da vas neko cijelo vrijeme drži na čekanju?
Please hold the line.
Molim vas pričekajte.
What do they say in Croatian?
Vaš poziv je stavljen na čekanje.
Yeah, like that. And then they play some music.
Onda vam puste malo glazbe u pozadini.
And every few seconds, Please hold the line.
Par sekundi čujete, vaš poziv je na čekanju.
And you start to get impatient.
Postanete od toga nestrpljivi.
So no, we're just asking.
Tako da ne.
Could it be?
Mi ne molimo tako, nego se pitamo, Krishna.
Would be the one who controls this situation, this issue.
Da budeš ti taj koji upravlja ovom situacijom.
Would it be possible?
Bi li to bilo moguće?
That you would be the one who does the controlling of this situation.
Da ti vladaš tom situacijom.
And then this might sound a little bit like we're pestering Krishna.
To bi ovome čak moglo zvučati malo kao da gnjavimo Krishnu.
But it can also be taken as showing our eagerness.
Može shvatiti i kao izraz naše želje žudne.
Oh Krishna, when will you be the one who takes control of this situation?
Koji vlada ovom situacijom?
And it's then no longer in the form of
tada to više nije.
Maybe, perhaps,
ako,
but
možda,
it's just a question
kada,
of,
to je samo pitanje,
of time.
Pitanje
it's,
vremena.
It suggests a certain.
To je jednostavno.
It suggests certainty.
Jedan
sooner or later.
Prije ili kasnije.
Sooner or later,
prije
Krishna
kasnije,
will take charge.
Krishna će sigurno preuzeti.
So this need for control, acceptance, and security.
Naša potreba za vlašću, za sigurnošću, prihvaćanju.
Recognizing that these are our primal needs
can
remind us of our vulnerability.
I to nas također može podsjetiti na našu ranjivost.
That we are utterly vulnerable.
Da smo u potpunosti ranjivi.
We are utterly dependent.
Mi smo potpuno ovisni.
But that's only one side of the story.
Ali to je samo jedna strana priče.
We can also, arising out of that recognition
toga,
that we are vulnerable
uviđanja da smo
and deep
ranjivi i da smo ovisni,
is a recognition of our connection
također,
to Krishna.
Možemo uvidjeti da smo povezani s Krishnom.
And if Krishna is, as he claims,
kao što Krishna tvrdi,
to be the supreme, absolute personality of Godhead,
vrhovna, apsolutna, svevišnja božanska osoba,
on which everything is depending like pearls strung on a thread.
Koje sve visi, kao što biserje visi na niti.
And if we are connected to him,
ako smo povezani s njim,
then that makes us also potentially very powerful.
Onda smo potencijalno mi vrlo moćni.
Powerful in a good sense, powerful
I to moćni
in
u jednom
a spiritual
smislu,
sense.
U duhovnom smislu.
In other words, if we're
riječima,
linked to Krishna,
yukta,
engaged
yukta,
in Krishna's service,
ako služimo Krishna,
then all of our abilities, all of our powers
sve naše
become
moći
linked to the supreme powerful.
Budu povezani
then,
sa vrhovnom moći.
Then there is suddenly no limit.
I tada, odjednom, više nema nikakvih granica.
So all of these emotions, these feelings,
sve te emocije, sve
which
ti osjećaj,
give us trouble,
koje nam mogu zadavati
which
nevolje,
we are swimming about in, to use another water image,
da iskoristimo još jednu sliku povezanu s vodom.
All of these feelings can
svi ti
be,
osjećaj,
how to say, they can be well, they can be engaged. They can be engaged in Krishna's service.
Mogu se zaokupiti u služenju Krishni.
They can be conscripted. Anyway. Yes.
U neku ruku možemo reći da ih unovačimo u Krishnu službu.
We talked about a circle or a field of emotions yesterday.
O krugu ili polju emocija.
And I suggested one little exercise you can do is to
jednu vježbu
take whatever situation you're dealing with
and
see if you can locate where the different emotions are with relation to that issue.
And
you may find that there's one dominant emotion, feeling, which is right in front of you, something else may be on the side, another emotion might be further back. You can sort of mentally place all of these nine emotions we've been talking about.
Možete mentalno smjestiti svih devet osjećaja o kojima smo govorili.
Another thing we can do, and for this I need your help,
koju možemo napraviti, a sad za ovo mi sad treba vaša pomoć,
is to visualize each emotion
jest da vizualiziramo svaki pojedini
as
osjećaj
a particular type of animal,
kao neku vrstu životinje.
So I'm open for suggestions. Let's start at the top this time.
Ovaj puta početi od vrha.
Let's start with peace.
Počnimo sa mirom.
What animal comes to mind that you can associate with peace?
Koju možete povezati s mirom?
Cow.
Krava.
Somehow I suspected you would say
da.
That.
Da, mislio sam da ćete tako nešto reći.
Another one? Swan.
Labud.
Okay. White dove.
Bijela
yes,
golubica.
Traditionally,
da,
at least in Western culture, the white dove is associated
bijela golubica
with peace.
Je simbol
yes.
Mira.
Yes. Back here. Same one. Swan. Okay. Yes. Roger the dove.
Turtle.
Turtle.
Kornjača.
Okay. Yes. Why not?
Zašto ne?
Zašto ne?
Butterfly.
Butterfly.
Leptir.
We got it. Okay. Yeah, so you could choose. Okay, one more. The cat after lunch.
Mačka koja je pojela ručak.
Okay. So you can think of this animal in association with peace. You might want to note these down and make a list because when you're trying to arrange, sort of locate these feelings, you can also locate them as animals. Okay, what about acceptance? Acceptance.
A kangaroo.
A kangaroo? Wow, I never would have thought of that one.
Tog se nikad ne bih sjetio.
Oh, because the kangaroo accepts its
zato što
young within the pouch.
Sve mladunče.
Okay.
U redu.
Any other?
Još netko?
Back here?
Možda netko iza? Pas.
Pas. Yes, dogs can be very accepting
da,
of...
Psi mogu prihvatiti.
Even the master may be very abusive still there.
Čak i gospodara koji ih zlostavlja.
Anything else? It's hard to think of animals. We might think of trees.
Možemo se sjetiti iz stabla.
Tree is Trinadapi Taror Iva Sahishnana, like the tree wants to be tolerant.
Kaže se da trebamo biti snošljivi poput stabla.
Okay, what about what's next?
Što je sljedeće?
Courage. So what about courage?
Što je s hrabrošću?
Lion. Everyone's going to say lion.
Da, svi će reći lav.
Any others for
imate li još nekoga za hrabrost?
Courageousness expressed in an animal.
Neku hrabrost koja je izražena kroz...
Dog also, yeah.
Pas, da, također pas. A sparrow. A sparrow?
Sparrow.
Vrabac. Yeah. You don't remember that story when the sparrow goes against Garuda to keep her nest?
Oh, okay. Courageous sparrows.
Hrabri vrab. And also I've seen that sparrows will often fight other birds to get to their food and then run away.
Oh, okay.
Even though other birds are bigger.
Yeah. Translate.
Dakle, ja rekao sam vrabac zato što se vrabci nekad znaju tući sa većim pticama od sebe da bi došli do hrane, ili postoji priča tradicionalno kako se vrabac suprotstavio Garudi da zaštiti svoje mlade.
And what about pride?
Šta je s ponosom?
Frog.
Жаба.
Raggot.
Кре-кре. Peacock.
Peacock?
Peacock and rooster.
Proud as a peacock, they say in English. Proud as a peacock.
Ima ta izreka, ponosan kao paun.
Or rooster.
Ili pjevac. Neko je.
Horse.
Konj.
Horse? Yeah, horses
da.
Can be proud. Okay, what about desire?
Što je sa željom?
Monkey.
Majmuni.
Huh? What else? Pigeons.
Golubovi.
Dogs.
Psi.
No others? What about hogs? Pigs?
A što je sa svinjama, veprovima?
Yeah. So like that. What about anger?
Što je sa srdžbom?
Tiger, okay.
Tiger. Wolf.
Ooh. Little dog. Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Yeah, there's a point there, huh? Elephant?
Slon?
Mad elephant.
Da, ludi slon.
Yeah.
Da.
Very dangerous.
Vrlo je bijesan.
Okay, what about, what's next?
Što je sljedeće na redu?
Anger. What about fear?
Što je sa strahom?
Miš.
Zec.
Rabbits. Mouse.
A doe.
A doe. A deer, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Something else? Squirrels.
Još nešto. Vjeverice.
Squirrels are always looking. Okay. Yeah. And what about grief?
A što je s tugom?
Grief.
Koja vas životinja podsjeća na tugu? A cuckoo bird.
What?
A cuckoo bird. Cuckoo bird.
Cuckoo bird.
Cuckoo bird, yeah.
Oh, okay. They sing a kind of sad, melancholy song.
Jako melankoličan pjev, ili zato?
Yeah, that's good. Any other? The owl?
Sova.
Yeah? Back here? You had one? Owl, okay. And finally, what about apathy?
A što sa patijom? Sloth.
Buffalo. Oh, water, like in India, water buffalo? Water buffalo.
Python? Someone said python.
Camel? Camel.
Deva?
I don't know. Maybe. But camels can be pretty...
Deve mogu biti...
Energetic also.
Prilično energično.
Python.
Python.
Oh, it just lies there.
Samo leži.
Waits until the food
comes,
right? I čeka
da njega hrana dođe do njega.
Yeah, that might be good.
Da, to je dobar. Da, someone said sloth.
Swallow?
No, sloth.
Sloth. Yeah. Oh yeah, there's an animal
da,
called sloth.
Životinja koja se zove ljenivac.
Okay. Anyway, you get the idea. You can choose your
jasno,
favorite.
Jasno, možete izabrati
animal inspiration.
Omiljene životinje za svaku pojedinu emociju.
I'm not going to pursue this now. This is something you can just keep in mind as one aspect of this technique of kind of locating feelings And
načina da locirate svoje osjećaje.
One thing you can do, speaking of a field of feelings,
kada govorimo o polju osjećaja, još jedna stvar koju možete napraviti je
a lot of feelings there, and they're kind of mixed.
Postoje jako puno osjećaja koji su svi pomiješani.
As a practice of releasing, you can decide to bring one of these feelings, so to say, in front of you
možete dovesti jedan od tih osjećaja pred sebe i njime se baviti.
And then you can allow that feeling to come,
možete
and then you can ask these questions.
Dođe,
could I let it go?
Postaviti ona pitanja.
You might even like to imagine these animals
čak zamisliti in ove
different
cages,
like in the zoo.
Kao da su u zoološkom vrtu.
Of course, you might think, well, I don't want to. I don't want to let.
Pa ne želim.
I don't want to let a lion or a tiger out of the cage. That sounds very dangerous.
Zato zvuči jako opasno.
But you could think of it this way, that you are letting that animal go into its own habitat where it can function nicely. Instead of being held captive, you're letting it free where it functions happily, where it belongs. Now, in the remaining time, I don't know, let's see. I think it's useful if we explore the idea of success. And related to this is the idea of gain.
Ideju dobiti.
Or progress.
Napretka.
We all want to make progress in spiritual life.
Svi želimo napredovati u duhovnom životu.
We may also want to make progress in material life.
Možda želimo napredovati i u materijalnom životu.
Householders want to gain some economic development
žele gospodarski razvoj,
so that they can secure more effectively for the family, for themselves,
kako bi se mogli učinkovitije brinuti za sebe i svoju obitelj.
If we have a particular issue that we are working on,
neko pitanje
that we have articulated,
koje smo se do sada već bavili, koje smo zapisali,
it can be useful,
onda nam može koristiti
to keep track of our gains by writing.
Također može kako koristiti da bilježimo svoje uspjehe, da zapišemo.
However microscopic, however small progress we make on a particular issue, whenever you feel something went a little better today,
danas nešto bilo malo bolje nego jučer.
It might have to do with the practice of your sadhana.
Može imati neke veze sa.
It might have to do with
sadhana,
your relations to a particular person.
Vašim odnosom s nekom osobom.
You name it, whatever it is.
Što god bilo.
You want to solve a problem that is persistent.
Vi želite riješiti problem koji je tu trajno prisutan.
And one thing we want very much to overcome,
ono
to become free
jako
of
želimo nadići, čega
in
se
our
želimo
progress
osloboditi
is apathy.
U svojem napredovanju to je apatija.
Apathy is the feeling, or it can be the
apatija
feeling,
je,
oh, I can't
osjećaj
make any progress in this.
U kojem kad mislimo da ne možemo ni malo napredovati.
I'm not getting anywhere.
Nikamo ne idem.
I can't get anywhere.
Ne mogu nikamo ni stići.
I might as well give up.
Jednostavno mogu onda i dignuti ruke od svega.
Life will be easier if I give up.
Život će mi biti jednostavniji ako prestanem pokušavati da uspijem na tom polju.
I won't torture myself.
Neću se više mučiti.
I have to do better.
Mislimo o tome da trebam biti bolji.
Let it be, let it be, let it be. Well,
biće kako bude,
in a negative sense, that can be an expression of apathy.
To također može biti izraz apatije.
And again, that word in its negative sense, it originally had a positive
Izvorno.
Sense of tranquility.
Dakle, taj izraz, biće kako bude, imao je i pozitivno značenje spokoja.
We might ask ourselves, what really is meant by gain?
Što se uopće podrazumijeva kad govorimo o dobitku?
It might be success in overcoming some bad habits, some unproductive habit.
U svladavanju svojih loših navika.
It might be that things are just getting better.
Može biti da jednostavno da se stvari općenito poboljšavaju u vašem životu.
Life goes smoother.
Život krene nekim glađim tokom.
It might be that we're solving some specific problem.
Možda rješavamo neki specifičan problem.
It might be that we find ourselves able to be
možda
a little more flexible.
Možda otkrijemo da smo fleksibilni.
Accepting circumstances the way they are.
Prihvaćamo okolnosti onakve kakve jesu.
Maybe we can a little bit more accept the pouring rain.
Možda možemo malo više prihvatiti ovaj pljusak.
Instead of getting angry at the rain.
Da se naljutimo na kišu.
Or feeling depressed and frustrated.
Umjesto da se osjećamo deprimirani ili frustrirani.
Maybe even we can be happy that it's raining.
Možda čak možemo biti sretni što kiši.
All the plants, all the agriculture, the farmers are very happy.
Jer su svi poljoprivrednici jako sretni.
Right?
Svim biljkama yeah. je dobro. Zar ne?
We might be able to better see our way out
možemo
of a particular pattern of behavior that we feel stuck in.
Možemo izaći iz nekog obrasca razmišljanja.
We might what was I going to say? Yeah, we might find that we can accomplish more.
Možda,
maybe
možemo uvidjeti da možemo više toga ostvariti.
Maybe our frustration is that there
možda
are only 24 hours in the day
dan ima samo 24
we're only
sata.
Getting accomplished half of what we would like to accomplish.
Mi dospijevamo obaviti samo polovicu onoga što smo zacrtali.
And maybe by progressing in this practice
I možda
we find
ćemo
we can accomplish
u
ovom, a little bit more.
U ovoj vrsti prakse uspjeti obaviti nešto više nego što smo
so that's something
nego prije.
We can note down.
I onda to možemo i zabilježiti.
Because each little step of progress
jer
is
a little
victory. Svaki
najmanji korak napretka malena je pobjeda.
And victory always leads to more victory.
A pobjeda uvijek vodi, jedna pobjeda uvijek vodi drugoj.
We might find that we were talking about procrastination the other day. We might find that we're more capable to complete things that we
begin.
Whatever it might be. We can start, we can actually now complete things. In so many ways we may experience some progress, some gain.
Jako puno područja možemo osjetiti izvjesni
napredak. It's a good idea to note it down.
I onda jako dobra je zamisao da sve te pobjede izabilježite.
It's like the Guinness World Book of World Records.
Poput Guinnessove knjige rekorda.
So you can have the Stavavali Book of Records.
Tako možete napraviti osobnu knjigu rekorda, Stavavalinu knjigu rekorda.
Or the Mahatmananda Book of Records.
Ili Mahatmanandinu knjigu rekorda.
You can go into your own hall of fame.
Možete ući u vlastiti krug slavnih.
And you're recording something for reference for yourself, not for anyone else. It's not for anyone
nešto,
else but yourself.
Kako biste se kasnije tomu vratili? To ne činite za druge, nego za same sebe.
Okay, let's think a little bit now about success.
Danas ćemo razmišljati o uspjehu.
Generally, most of us are afraid of failure.
Strahuje od neuspjeha.
some of us,
neki od nas,
or maybe all of us some of the time, can also be afraid of success.
Ponekad imamo I strah od uspjeha.
So we may have an idea, I would really like
možda
something to happen in my life.
Svi mi smatramo kako bismo željeli da se nešto dogodi dobro u našem životu.
But somewhere deeper down inside we might actually be afraid that
sebi
would happen.
Možda se bojimo toga šta će se dogoditi.
And if that's the case, then we can be sure that it's not going to happen because we will be afraid. We won't allow it to happen.
Onda možemo biti uvjereni da se ta stvari neće dogoditi.
So let's do a little meditation now. Make yourself comfortable.
Opet napraviti jednu kratku meditaciju. Udobno da se smjestite.
And if you'd like to close your eyes, you
ako
can,
želite,
or half close your eyes.
Zatvorite oči.
And relax.
Bilo možete potpuno ili samo na pola
like
isklopiti.
Deep breath or two.
Duboko udahnite jednom ili dva put.
And let's just explore within ourselves how
we feel
about
sebi
succeeding.
Kako se vi osjećate u vezi uspjeha?
For the moment, allow
trenutak,
yourself
dopustite si
to have that feeling, whatever it is, related
da
to
osjetite
success.
Ono što uvijek osjećate, a što je povezano s uspjehom.
The feeling might be very positive.
Možda taj osjećaj vrlo pozitivan.
Or it might be a bit ambivalent, mixed.
Ili možda pomiješan.
Or maybe you have some negative feeling about it.
Možda imate negativne osjećaje spram uspjeha.
Whatever it is, see if you can
što god
locate
bilo,
you can identify that and
vidite možete li to identificirati, možete li identificirati I locirati taj osjećaj.
You might see if there's a place within your body that feeling is especially located.
Pogledajte postoji li neko mjesto u vašem tijelu gdje je taj osjećaj posebno izražen.
And then could you let that feeling go?
Možete li ga otpustiti?
Would you let it go?
Želite li ga otpustiti?
When?
I kad ćete ga otpustiti?
With purport. See if there is another feeling about succeeding.
Vidite, zagledajte se da li postoji možda još koji osjećaj koji gajite spram uspjeha.
Maybe related to the first feeling, but a little
možda
shade different.
Možda povezan s onim prvim osjećajem, ali ima neku drugačiju nijansu.
Can you allow yourself to feel whatever that is?
Možete li si dopustiti da to osjećate?
Maybe there's a touch of skepticism.
Možda u njemu postoji neka natruha skepticizma.
That there is no such thing as success in this
možda
world.
Možda sumnjate da u ovom svijetu postoji uspjeh.
Maybe there's some connection to the past, some experience you have.
Možda je taj osjećaj povezan s nekim vašim prošlim iskustvima.
Whatever it is,
ma što on bio,
allow yourself to feel that.
Dopustite da ga osjetite.
See if you can locate it.
I vidite možete li ga locirati.
And then ask yourself, could I let this go?
I upitajte se, mogu li ga otpustiti?
And would I let it go?
Želim li ga otpustiti?
When would I let it go?
I kad ću ga otpustiti?
Now let's explore the feeling of failure.
Istražimo sada osjećaj neuspjeha.
We all have feelings about failure.
Svi imamo osjećaj spram neuspjeha.
generally negative feelings.
To su uglavnom negativni osjećaji.
But let's now see if we can allow that feeling to come, to embrace it, to welcome it.
Pogledajmo sad, možemo li dopustiti tom osjećaju da dođe k nama? Možemo li ga zagrliti? Možemo li mu iskazati dobrodošlicu, pozdraviti ga?
This might take you back to when you were on the playground as a
možda
child playing football.
Ovo vratiti u vrijeme kada ste kao dijete igrali nogomet.
And losing the game.
Kada ste gubili utakmice.
Whatever it is.
Ma što bilo?
Now ask yourself, could I let this go?
Upitajte se sada, mogu li otpustiti taj osjećaj?
Would I let it go?
Želim li?
And when will I let it go?
I kad ću ga otpustiti?
Now let's focus again on success.
Usredotočimo se ponovno na uspjeh.
We're going back and forth between success and failure.
Sada putujemo između uspjeha i neuspjeha.
How do you feel about success in general?
Kako se općenito osjećate, koji su vaši općeniti osjećaji spram uspjeha?
Is it a positive feeling? Something
je li to pozitivan osjećaj?
You experience sometimes.
Je li to nešto za što smatrate da ste ponekad iskusili?
Or maybe it's a rare feeling.
Ili je to možda rijedak osjećaj kod vas?
But when it comes, it's nice. But when that feeling
ali
comes,
kad dođe, onda,
maybe you experience that it is nice.
Onda možda osjetite da je dobar.
Whatever it is,
ma što god bio,
see if you can locate
vidite,
it.
Vidite, možete li ga locirati?
And then ask yourself, could I let it go?
I upitajte se, mogu li ga otpustiti?
Would I let it go?
Želim li ga otpustiti?
When will I let it go?
Kad ću ga otpustiti?
Okay, now one thing about success is that it can be as stressful
uspjeh
as failure.
Može biti jednako stresan kao i neuspjeh.
We all, either we know of or we've seen people who are
svi smo vidjeli ili čak poznajemo ljude koji su materijalno uspješni i koji su također pod velikim stresom.
So again, let's allow ourselves to feel
dopustimo si sada
whatever we feel about
da osjećamo
success.
Što, ma što bilo što osjećamo prema uspjehu.
And then see if we can locate that feeling.
Probajte locirati taj osjećaj.
You might want to identify that feeling možda with one of these, one of the nine emotions.
Poželite identificirati sa nekim od naših devet emocija.
And then maybe with one of the animals we identify the emotions
a
with.
A potom i sa nekom od životinja koje smo povezali sa osjećajima.
And then, could I let it go?
Zatim se upitajte, mogu li to otpustiti?
Could I drop it as we dropped the rock the other day from the hand?
Ispustiti taj osjećaj kao što smo neki dan ispuštali kamen iz ruke.
Could I release it like a balloon that's full of helium?
Mogu li ga pustiti kao što puštam da odleti balon pun helija?
Could I open the gate of the cage in which the animal is being kept?
Vrata kaveza u kojem je zarobljena životinja.
Would I let it go?
Želim li ga otpustiti?
When will I let it go?
Kad ću ga otpustiti?
Now let's think again about failure.
razmotrimo ponovno neuspjeh.
Mm-hmm. Is there something in your life that you have labeled as a failure?
Postoji li nešto u vašem životu što ste odredili kao neuspješno, u čemu ste bili neuspješni?
Now see if you can welcome that feeling.
Razmislite, možete li odrediti taj osjećaj?
Open the door and
možete li otvoriti vrata
as
i pustiti ga kao dobrodošloga gosta?
And see if you can identify what is the
feeling
associated with that failure.
Identificirati osjećaj koji je povezan s tim neuspjehom.
And then ask yourself.
A zatim se upitajte.
Could I let it go?
Mogu li ga otpustiti?
Would I let it go?
Želim li ga otpustiti?
When will I let it go?
Kad ću ga otpustiti?
Okay, let's come back to the surface.
Izronimo pomalo na površinu.
Let's talk about this for a minute together.
Razgovaramo malo o ovome zajedno sad.
What does Krishna say about success and failure?
Što Krishna kaže o uspjehu i neuspjehu u Bhagavad Gita?
Tolerate?
Yes. Da ih trebamo snositi, tolerirati.
Yeah, he says tolerate failure and tolerate success.
Trebamo biti snošljivi i prema uspjehu i prema neuspjehu.
And tolerate happiness.
Morate tolerirati i bijedu i sreću.
Little strange concept, isn't it? To
je neobična predodžba, zar ne?
Well, one way of thinking of this tolerating is
jedan od načina koji možemo razmišljati o toj snošljivosti je i u obliku otpuštanja. Suprotno otpuštanju je zadržavanje.
Holding tight.
Čvrsto držanje za nešto, a kad nešto čvrsto držimo, onda ih jednostavno ne možemo tolerirati, onda ih pokušavamo kontrolirati.
What else does Krishna say about
što još Krishna kaže o uspjehu i neuspjehu?
It's temporary.
Oni su privremeni, da.
It comes, it goes, it
doću
comes,
i prođu.
Success will come, success will go. Failure will come, failure
uspjeh
will go.
Će doći
success
i proći.
Will come again.
Neuspjeh će doći i proći i opet će doći uspjeh.
And therefore, what attitude? We heard of tolerance. I think there's another.
Govorili smo već o snošljivosti, toleranciji.
Yes.
Postoji još jedna preporuka.
Go beyond. Okay.
What?
Huh? Be equal, yes.
Da, trebamo biti uravnoteženi.
Equanimity, be
uravnoteženi.
Have the same
biti,
sameness of mind with regard to success.
Uvijek nam um treba biti jednak u pogledu uspjeha i neuspjeha.
Is it possible, according to Krishna?
Je li prema Krishni
moguće? He doesn't say this directly,
on
but is it possible that failure could be a kind of success?
Može li neuspjeh biti vrsta uspjeha?
Yeah.
Može.
So that when we perceive failure, we can be asking ourselves.
Kad percipiramo neuspjeh, možemo se zapitati.
Where is the success hiding within this failure?
Gdje se u tome neuspjehu skriva uspjeh?
Sorry? You're giving an answer. Okay, that's
odgovor,
nice. Yes.
To je dobro.
In the endeavor.
U samom trudu da nešto napravimo, leži uspjeh.
Just like again playing football, they say
naprimjer,
it's not who wins or loses, it's how you play the game.
Kao što nogometu kaže da nije bitno tko pobjedi, nego kako se igra. Odnosno.
Mm-hmm. So
da važno sudjelovati.
So within the one experience may actually be its opposite.
U svakom pojedinom iskustvu može se skrivati njegova suprotnost. Može li u uspjehu se skrivati neuspjeh? Da.
We may not like to admit, but možda there may se, be možda, failure
možda
in success.
Ne volimo to priznati, ali u uspjehu
what's a practical
također postoji
neuspjeh.
Kako se to može praktično pokazati?
Indulej. You may win the
možete
win the battle and lose the war. I think that's what you meant.
Da, možete dobiti bitku a izgubiti rat.
Yes.
Možemo postati ponosni što smo nešto ostvarili.
Okay, just like we heard from Chandramouli Maharaj, the dangers of wealth, so
Chandramouli
someone might become wealthy.
Maharaj govori o opasnostima bogatstva.
But then, oh,
postati
so
bogat vrsta je uspjeha, ali u tome leži jako puno opasnosti.
Yes, my, my, my.
When we succeed, others will very often become jealous of us.
Uh-huh. And then you have to fight them away.
Da,
somehow.
I onda se morate boriti protiv ljubomornih osoba.
Yeah, exactly. We might notice that when we
možda ste primijetili
look at something in terms of success and failure,
da kad nešto razmatramo,
we are judging. We are
je li nešto uspjeh ili neuspjeh, onda to prosuđujemo.
Vrednujemo. Now we can ask ourselves, who is the
judge? Možemo si postaviti pitanje, tko je sudac?
Who is the appropriate judge for determining whether
doista može
a particular endeavor is a success or a failure?
Je li neki poduhvat bio uspješan ili neuspješan?
Super soul.
Nad duša.
Okay. Paramatman. Yeah,
Paramatman.
I think that's this is our devotional understanding.
Mislim da je to
the ultimate judge
razumijevanje
is
kako ja posvećeni drugi odgovor je
which
tako
means
Krishna.
We might not always want to be
znači
too hasty in judging.
Da ne bismo uvijek trebali ishitreno prosuditi sami sebe i vlastiti napredak.
In life.
U životu.
We can leave things for Krishna to judge.
Možemo prepustiti Krishni da prosudi neke stvari.
I'm saying that with some
to da kako
reservation because that could be easily misunderstood.
Jer se to vrlo lako može i krivo protumačiti.
Whatever I do is okay. Krishna is the judge.
Što god
napravio,
samo mi Krishna može suditi, on je sudac.
That's not what I mean here.
Ali
we're talking about ourselves, judging ourselves. In our sincere efforts to progress
trebamo
in spiritual life.
Trebamo prosućivati sebe u iskrenim naporima da napredujemo u duhovnom životu.
Okay. So, I just wanted to call attention that as we're
želio sam vam samo svrnuti pažnju na to
making this whole practice or this pursuit of some kind of
vježbamo,
working
odnosno,
on ourselves.
Radimo na sebi.
We have to keep aware of our assumptions.
Uvijek moramo biti svjesni svojih pretpostavki. Jako je dobro da budemo svjesni svojih pretpostavki.
Going to be the measure of
da
success.
Vidimo šta smatramo mjerom uspjeha.
We are actually placing scales of success
mi
on ourselves.
Uvijek sami sebi dajemo nekakvu ljestvicu uspješnosti.
And something that we all do with respect
nešto što
to
svi
this is we compare ourselves to others.
Kad je ovo u pitanju je da se uspoređujemo s drugima.
Have you noticed?
Jeste li to zamijetili?
Sometimes we compare ourselves favorably to others.
Povoljno uspoređujemo s drugima.
And sometimes not so favorably.
A ponekad baš i ne.
And sometimes we sometimes there might be some envy involved, some jealousy where we want to be better than someone else.
Kad želimo biti bolji od drugih.
There could also be some pride. Ha. I'm so much better than
i ponos.
Others
o, toliko sam bolji od drugih.
These others they just don't have a clue.
Ti drugi nemaju pojma.
Actually, let's try that. Little exercise
Покушаємо за то.
For a minute.
Една кратка
вежба. We can make ourselves comfortable. And let's think of a situation in which we
felt ситуацію, у кою смо помислили.
A little bit proud.
У кою смо осетили неку количину понусе.
Maybe not big pride, but
то не може бути неки великий понос,
кад се осетили
макар мало понусни. То не може бути ништа озбиљно.
Nothing that we couldn't actually laugh at ourselves about.
Dakle, ništa na što se ne možemo sami sebi nasmijati.
Going back to our principle of practicing on little things.
Vraćamo se izvornom načelu uvježbavanja na malim stvarima.
So see if you can picture this some situation maybe
Možete li se sjetiti
neke
situaciju kada ste osjetili izvjesnu dozu ponosa?
And now see if you can welcome that feeling.
Vidite sada možete li iskazati dobrodošlicu tom osjećaju.
And now let's see if we can visualize.
Pogledamo sada možete li vizualizirati.
That feeling is now the inflation of a balloon.
Taj
It's now in the form of a balloon.
U obliku balona, napuhanog balona.
A small balloon, not a big balloon.
To nije neki veliki balon, to je jedan mali balončić.
Balučić. And now let's take a mental pin or needle.
Uzmite sada jednu mentalnu iglu.
And let's ask ourselves, could
I
pop this balloon?
Upitajte se, mogu li probušiti taj balon?
Would I
Želim li
pop this
probušiti
balloon?
Taj balon?
When will I pop
Kad
this
ću probušiti
balloon?
Taj balon?
I see some of you smiling.
Vidim da se neki od vas usmjehuju.
Okay, let's come back.
U redu, vratite se natrag.
Was that difficult?
Je li to bilo teško?
Not so difficult. It was a small balloon, right?
To je mali balon, zar ne?
And all you're doing is taking a needle and poking
Samo
a hole in it and it's going
to
pop iglu, and
probušite
that's it.
Ga, on pukne i to je to.
No big loss.
Niste
Now,
ništa puno izgubili.
Notice that if we are the ones who
primijetite sada da
apply the pin or the needle to our own balloon of pride.
Koji sami probušimo svojom iglicom naš balon ponosa.
We don't have a problem with that.
To nam uopće nije veliki problem.
We feel quite willing. Yes.
Dosta smo
This is good for
skloni
me.
Tome.
Pa,
napravit ću to. Puf, ode on.
Puf. But if somebody else would come along
Ali
with
kad bi sad došao netko drugi sa svojom pripadaćom, svojom
iglicom
i probušio naš balon ponosa,
we don't like that, do we?
To nam se uopće ne bi svidjelo, zar ne?
Who are you to pop
Ko
my
si ti
balloon?
Da probušiš moj balon?
Same balloon.
To je isti balon.
Same needle.
Ista igla.
But it's somebody else who's making the gesture instead of
Ali
ourselves.
Netko drugi napravi taj čin umjesto nas.
And somehow the same needle, the same gesture and the same balloon becomes painful if we don't
balon,
do it ourselves.
Ista igla i ista gesta postaju vrlo bolni ukoliko to napravi netko drugi, a ne mi sami.
Therefore, wouldn't it be a good idea
Zar, stoga ne bi, nije dobra zamisao,
to make it a habit
da nam prijeđe u naviku
to apply the needle to the little balloons of our little prides that
bušiti
come up
iglom balončiće našega ponosa koji
before
se pojavljuju
somebody else does
prije
it.
Nego što to netko drugi učini.
Huh? What do you think?
Šta mislite?
Uh-huh. could be a good thing, right?
To bi mogla biti dobra stvar, zar ne?
Well, we all agree with this, and yet.
Svi se slažemo s tim.
What do we do?
Pa ipak,
we go around.
Što radimo?
With these, you know, like a balloon salesman.
Kao prodavači balona.
at a circus.
Na nekom sajmištu, na primjer.
You know.
U cirkusu.
Lots and lots of balloons, all different colors.
Imate tako puno balona, raznih
boja.
And we
go around, you know.
Idemo naokolo.
Advertising. And then somebody pops the balloon.
What have you done? Ali dođe netko probuši na balon. Šta si to napravio?
It goes to our heart.
Kažu,
it is so painful.
Teško primimo srcu, to nam je jako bolno.
So remember that pride we have located
Sjetite
within the scheme of
da smo ponos
feelings
smjestili u ovu šemu osjećaja
above desire and below courage.
A ispod hrabrosti.
It's the highest of the feelings which we have located within the area of Rajaguna,
na prostoru
Rajaguna. Therefore it's very energetic.
I zbog toga je vrlo energičan.
It is the least covered of the feelings
je najmanje prikriven
of those below the line of the feelings in the mode of goodness, namely courage, acceptance, and peace.
Koji su hrabrost, prihvaćanje i mir.
Mm-hmm. So if we can make this something of a habit to become aware, to allow feelings of pride to come into our awareness and then
ako te osjećaj ponosa,
to let that feeling go,
ako otpustimo onda taj osjećaj,
we become very close to the stage where we can start being courageous.
Onda ćemo se jako približiti stupnju na kojoj možemo biti odvažni, hrabri,
which are really beneficial for ourselves
na načine
koji
će pružiti dobrobit kako nama, tako i drugima.
We can start to be consequential in our lives.
Onda u svojim životima
consequential. Doing things that count.
Aha, onda dakle u svojim životima možemo doista napraviti nešto što je bitno.
Acting in ways that matter.
Možemo djelovati tako da to bude doista bitno.
Being agents of our Krishna conscious destiny.
Agenciju u našoj sudbini, svjesnosti Krišna.
Okay, we're coming already to the time to end, so I want to leave you with a suggestion of a little exercise you can do with paper and pen or pencil. You can do this on your own.
Sami za sebe, uz pomoć
take a sheet
olovke
of paper and
uzmite, dakle,
make a list.
I napravite popis.
This can be quite general, or it can be in relation to the issue you want to work on, or it could be with respect to a person that you are in relationship, and maybe there's some challenge in the relationship, some difficulty. Make a list of likes and dislikes.
Popis dobrih i loših strana, onoga što volite i što ne volite.
You can have likes on one side, dislikes on the other side, put a line down the middle.
Ono što volite, s druge što ne volite, po sredini staviti crtu.
Or you can put,
ili,
I like this,
ovo mi se sviđa,
about this situation.
Ovo mi se sviđa, ovo mi se
situacije, like this.
Ono mi se ne sviđa.
Again, you can start with very insignificant things.
Možete opet početi sa nevažnim stvarima.
Even silly things, you know. I like pizza.
Bedastim stvarima, volim pizzu.
I don't like dried chapati.
Ne volim suhi chapati.
I like sweet lassi. I don't like salty lassi.
Slatke lassi, ali ne
whatever.
Volim slani lassi.
You can start with just sort of personal
možete
preferences
od tih osobnih,
of taste. Or something more significant.
Ili nešto možete krenuti sa značajnim stvarima.
And then you can practice releasing
i onda možete
praticirati
on each
of the likes and dislikes. You
allow the thing
you like
to
be focused, be your focus, and then you can ask yourself, could I let it go?
Možete se upitati, mogu li to otpustiti?
And then you go to something you dislike.
Zatim pređite na nešto što ne volite.
And you ask yourself,
se na to i upitajte se.
Could I let it go?
Mogu li to otpustiti?
And back to the likes, you focus on it,
ono što
ask
volite.
Yourself, could I let it go?
Mogu li to otpustiti?
And again, something you dislike, could I let it go?
Vratite se nešto što ne volite, mogu li to otpustiti?
You can even make a, you know, on your sheet, you can even make check marks.
Možete čak sadati kvačice.
You can go back to the same ones again.
Vratiti se
can,
ponovno na stare.
You know, check them off. I've done a
prekrižiti.
Release on this one and this
ovo
one and this
otpustio,
one.
Ovo sam otpustio
and you
i
can
ovo.
Do it again later.
Jedno možete to opet napraviti
kasnije.
You can repeat.
Kasnije. Repetition in this practice is very good.
Ponavljanje ove vrste vježbe je jako dobro.
The habit again of
opet,
asking ourselves, could
navika.
I let this go?
Postavljanje pitanja, mogu li to otpustiti?
And then gradually getting ourselves by this habit to the point of asking, could I offer this to Krishna?
Kad razvijete tu naviku, moći se i upitati, mogu li to ponuditi Krishna?
And this gets us more and more into the sense of who we actually are. We are eternal servants of Krishna. So every little thing in our lives becomes connected to Krishna.
Postaje povezana s Krishnom.
We spend otherwise 95% of our time
provodimo 95%
doing
svojega vremena
things
radeći,
which we think
stvari,
are unofferable to Krishna.
Koje smatramo
I have to do this,
nisu,
I have to
da ih ne možemo ponuditi Krišni, moram napraviti ovo,
to do the other thing, and then I can do something which is service
to napraviti nešto čime služim Krišnu.
No, we want to transform our lives.
Mi želimo preobraziti svoje živote kako bismo neprestano samo služili Krišnu.
Okay. Well, our time has flown by again. The rain has almost stopped.
Kiša je gotovo stala.
The rain has become peaceful.
I ona se također umirila.
I hope you're finding some
nadam se
something for yourselves from what we discussed.
U ovome o čemu smo govorili i pronašli ponešto za sebe.
Now I'm not sure. Tomorrow is Saturday. Tomorrow is Ratha Yatra day.
Sutra je,
I don't know.
Rata Yatra.
Do we have?
Ne znam, imamo li.
Do we have seminars scheduled or what is the program? Do we know?
Ili kakav je program?
I guess we'll find out soon enough.
Pa pretpostavljam da ćemo prilika kasnije otkriti.
Meanwhile, we can practice releasing on our uncertainty. How is that?
Prakticirati otpuštanje svoje nesigurnosti.
Okay, thank you very much.
Srila
Prabhupada ki. Ananta Goti Vaishnavarvinda ki. Gaura Premanande.